Hey, Elio, your mom called me asking if I knew where you were. I told her you were in my house, in the bathroom, just to cover for you. But seriously, where are you? It's been a day now, Elio. Your mom's freaking out, and honestly, so am I. She called the police. I haven't told them that I lied for you. I keep telling her you're here, but I have no idea where you are. Please come home. I'm getting really worried.
I asked my favorite astrology app, Astra app, for advice, and it said that I'm a Cancer, so I can get really emotional when I feel abandoned. It told me to take deep breaths and focus on grounding myself, so I can stay calm and clear-minded while waiting to hear from you.
Elio, it's been a week. Everyone's saying you're missing, like actually missing. Your mom's been crying nonstop and they filed a police report. Where are you? What's going on? Elio, it's been a month now. They still can't find you. I don't even know what to tell people anymore. I got a cat to help with the loneliness, I guess. I named him Charlie. Figured you'd like that. Wish you could see him. She's really sweet. Sleeps with me every night. She and was born on Valentine's Day too.
Ha ha ha.
It's been 2 months since you disappeared. I stopped writing to you because it felt like screaming into the void. Your mom's pregnant? Can you believe that? Guess there'll be another Elio around soon. I miss you so much. Elio, 10 months now. Your sister's almost here. Her name's going to be Julia. I keep hoping you'll walk through the door before she's born. Elio, it's been 2 years. I know that sounds insane, but part of me still thinks you're coming back. I can't move on from this. Everyone tells me to, but I can't. It's like a piece of me went missing with you. Hey, I need to tell you this. I'm getting married. I found someone who loves me. I think you'd like him. He's the love of my life, and I'm finally getting married. I asked for star rings, so you'd be here with me in some way. I miss you more than ever right now. Elio, it's been 5 years. I don't know what to say anymore. But I'm still here. They closed your case, the police. No one's looking for you anymore, but I'll never stop. I'm thinking of searching for you on my own, but in secret. Oh, and
I'm pregnant.
It's a boy. I'm naming him Elio, after you. Hey, wow. I didn't even realize we're still having this conversation. It's been 7 years. My son's been born. Look. I think he looks a bit like you. He's as cute as you were. Or maybe that's just me imagining things.
Wish you could see him.
Hey, Elio. It's been 11 years. He's turning 4 today. Time flies, doesn't it? Feels like yesterday when I last saw you. He really admires you, you know? I always tell him how great you were as a boyfriend. He says you're still alive, that we're so connected. That's why I feel like you're still around. But I don't know. Sometimes I lose faith in you coming back. I wonder if he's right. I still feel you somehow. Elio, it's been 14 years. My new boyfriend tells me I need to move on. Says I'm holding on too tight. But my son, he still believes you're coming back. He's only a kid, but he has more faith than I do by now. It's been 20 years, Elio. Wow, my boy's 9 now. He's getting so big. And guess what? I'm pregnant again, with a girl. She's due in 4 months, and I'm naming her Jula, like your sister. Speaking of, your sister moved back in with your parents. She's not doing well. She barely speaks to anyone. It's like everything fell apart when you left. Elio, it's been 25 years. I built the house we dreamed of. Remember that? I also got divorced, though. He cheated on me. Now it's just me, Elio, Jula, and the cat. Still waiting for you, I guess. I miss you more than I can put into words, Elio. You have no idea. Every single day.
Bria, the f*** you mean I died? I was just having some burger and fries. You're already...